This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. House prosecutors spent the day Thursday hammering away at U.S. President Trump's dealings with Ukraine as they continued to lay out their case in a Senate trial. AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
One House manager, California Congresswoman Zoe Lofgren, tells the Senate President Trump had no choice but to obstruct Congress by refusing to turn over documents concerning his actions with Ukraine.
You may assume the documents that are being withheld would probably incriminate the president. Otherwise, why wouldn't he have provided them?
But South Carolina Republican Senator Tim Scott says Lofgren and the other House managers seem to be following an old adage.
That if you just say it often enough, it must be true.
Trump is accused of seeking a pair of investigations by Ukraine, including one of Joe Biden and Biden's son, using congressionally approved military aid as leverage. Tim McGuire, Washington.
As the number of reported coronavirus infections soared Thursday to 584 cases worldwide, the World Health Organization warned that the outbreak in China represents a high global risk. However, the WHO stopped short of declaring a public health emergency of international concern. Reuters' Zachary Goldman.
Despite mounting concern and extraordinary measures taken in China to protect the public, the World Health Organization on Thursday said it was too early to consider an international outbreak of a new virus to be a global emergency. Speaking in Geneva, the WHO director said, quote, "This is an emergency in China, but it has not yet become a global health emergency. It may yet become one." The WHO announcement comes as China imposed unprecedented measures to control the newly identified coronavirus. Most public transport in the city of Wuhan, population 11 million, was suspended on Thursday and people were told not to leave. Video obtained by Reuters show empty market stalls where people have been panic buying and rushing to stock up on supplies.
That is Zachary Goldman reporting. This is VOA News. The International Court of Justice has ordered Myanmar to take urgent measures to protect its Muslim Rohingya population from persecution and atrocities. Reuters' Joe Davies.
Thursday's court ruling came after the mostly Muslim Gambia launched a lawsuit in November at the UN's highest body for disputes between states. It accused Myanmar of genocide against Rohingya in violation of a 1948 convention.
It is concluded on reasonable grounds that the Rohingya people remain at serious risk of genocide under the terms of the Genocide Convention.
More than 730,000 Rohingya fled Myanmar after a military-led crackdown in 2017. Their villages up in smoke. They left in whatever way they could for neighboring Bangladesh.
That is Reuters' Joe Davies reporting. Mexican authorities on Thursday adopted tougher measures against Central American migrants, many of whom had entered Mexico illegally from Guatemala, intending to reach the border with the United States. Reuters' Michelle Hennessy has more.
On Thursday, 800 Central American migrants were detained after crossing the border. Security forces with riot shields were deployed, and authorities said they were still searching for another 200 migrants who remained in the area. Many of the migrants heading north say they're fleeing violence and economic hardship back home. Women and children make up a significant portion of this migrant group, bound for the United States in search of a better life. As tensions spilled over, one migrant collapsed under the intense sunlight. The current wave is the largest surge of people to test Mexico, since its president made various agreements with the United States to reduce the number of migrants arriving on their border. U.S. President Trump has threatened to punish Mexico and other Central American nations if they fail to address the issue.
Reuters' Michelle Hennessy reporting. Russian lawmakers unanimously approved in its first reading a sweeping constitutional reform bill put forward by President Vladimir Putin. All 432 lawmakers present in the State Duma voted in favor of the bill on Thursday, just 3 days after the amendments were presented to Parliament. The bill will then face a third reading, but with a Parliament dominated by Kremlin-loyal lawmakers, it's unlikely to face much pushback. Once approved in three readings, the bill will go to the Federation Council, the upper house Parliament, before being signed into law by Putin. His announcement of the reforms during the State of the Nation address on January 15th was quickly followed by the resignation of his prime minister. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.